Allison.
Evan.
I don't know if I can do this. My shoulders, they chronically dislocate. Happens all the time. Like two or three times a day, they just pop out of socket. And I don't know if I can put my health in jeopardy today.
No, that's fair. So you forfeit?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to sit this one out.
Okay. So I win. I'll do the podcast by myself today. Thank you guys for joining. Welcome to Batch Please. I'm Allison Gunnell. I'm the only host for today. Evan's shoulders hurt.
I'm going to chime in anyways. I'm Evan Delaney. I'm also doing this podcast. I'm going to fight through the pain today.
Wow, what a noble shoulders. What a noble guy you are to do that for us.
If you can't tell by the sound difference between Allison and I, we're doing this remotely. I'm on vacation. I'm working hard still. I'm calling into the podcast, but I'm on the beach.
Dedicated to the pod. Always dedicated to the pod.
Still socially distant, though. Man, yes. should we go ahead and get started with this?
Yeah, let's get into it. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with the grown ass man competition.
Okay, so week two of Just Tayshia. This is Tayshia's second week of.
Are we in week six own, total? I've kind of lost track of time.
I think so because there was 4 weeks of Claire episodes, and then last week was Tayshia's first full week, so this is her second full week. That makes sense. Yes,
and I can already say, like, it's been miles ahead of what Claire's season was. Like, this episode was actually my favorite of the season so far.
Well, it's a big tell that I'm actually starting to learn the names of the guys, which I couldn't have told you anyone but Dale for the first 4 weeks.
So. I think I know all the names. You can quiz me on them. I would probably know them.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will quiz you.
But we start with what I'm pretty sure was a remnant of one of Claire's group dates. This had to be a Claire group date, right?
I feel like she was so in on
having a mature, sophisticated.
Yeah, I think you're right. Grown ass man. Yeah, I think you're right. A grown ass man. Yeah, for sure.
So the way that the grown ass man was set up was there were three different competitions, so to speak, and your pals Ashley and Jared came in.
Yes, I love Ashley and Jared. So Ashley was on Chris Sewell's season years ago before he killed someone when he was driving, and it was a whole thing. So she was on his season, and she was like famous for crying. Like, she cried all the time. She went by Ashley I. And that was like what she was known for. She then went on to Paradise. She met Jared. They fell really hard for Jared, and it actually did not work out. So they split up. They did not end Paradise together or anything. So then she ended up going on to Winter Games later on, Bachelor Winter Games, and actually ended up with Kevin, who is now getting married to Astrid. You remember Kevin?
Astrid?
Yes.
What's her name?
Kevin and Astrid from Bachelor in Paradise.
Never heard the name Astrid before.
You watched them on Astrid. Didn't you watch them on Paradise?
That was not
my season.
Were they
the year before you? They had to be.
I've never heard the name Astrid before.
Okay, then obviously it was before your time. But anyway, they broke up, whatever. So then Ashley ended up getting back, and Jared ended up reconnecting, getting back together. They now have been married for a year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the brief history on Ashley and Jared.
Okay, and so there was three different components, a mathematical section, a physical section where they played tug of war, and a breakfast section where they made breakfast. All key components of being a grown ass man.
What was your
favorite and least favorite parts of this group date?
I didn't like most of it. The only part I actually thought was okay was the breakfast part.
Yeah.
I thought the tug of war part was stupid. I thought the math part was stupid.
Well, so did Bennett.
Yeah, clearly, yes.
So Harvard educated.
Do you think it was a bit like Bennett getting them wrong? Part of me when I was watching it felt like he was like on purpose getting them wrong.
Why would you on purpose get things wrong though?
I don't know. He's an odd duck. I don't know.
He definitely is an odd duck. And you kind of wonder, like, how did he get into Harvard? But
I don't know.
I think he's just bad at, like, relatively simple math. I'll give him credit.
Which could be.
A lot of people aren't good with time math.
And also spelling limousine. I felt strongly that I knew how to spell limousine.
I knew the U was in there.
Yeah, I knew there was a U. But I'm sure there are plenty of people who don't know how to spell limousine, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked the opening questions because it just gave me like a trivia vibe, and I like the breakfast stuff because I love just making food. The tug of war, the theme of this episode for me at least was like, I don't like the physical competitions. I don't think that actually shows you anything about the guys.
Me either. And as we were kind of discussing about a separate topic before this, I don't think that winning a tug of war game or winning a oily wrestling competition is what makes someone manly.
Or a grown ass
man. Makes someone manly or husband material. Like, I can't say that that's my first thought. And like, for me, like, the person I am married to is very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But like, I can't say that I would have sat there and been like, oh yeah, they have to be able to win a tug of war to prove to me that they're like super manly.
Yeah.
Or they have to be able to do math. I don't know. Even the breakfast in bed thing. I don't know. That's just not how I was trying to think about, like, if I was doing a grown ass man challenge, like what I would, like what I would want the competition to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it would be more like partner activities.
Okay.
Like, I don't need them to like do stuff for me. I'd rather do stuff together. Like, I would rather like, let's go to the grocery together and see how we do picking out meals for, like picking out shopping and meals together, or like, let's go fake, I've said this before, like fake house hunting together and see like if our stat, like how we feel about that, or like, let's, I don't know. Like, I think there's things that I'd rather do together rather than be like, oh, you're manly if you win tug of war and can do math. I don't know. I just don't think that equals that. I like the cookie. I mean, that's cool that they can cook. Like, I don't know. I mean, Jake can cook more than I can, so I like that. For sure. I like that. You love cooking.
Yeah, so I
don't know.
Even though he was bad at the math, Bennett, for me, just shined in this.
Oh, absolutely. He had to win the
whole
thing. Chateau
Benet, the beignets, it was perfect. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
I don't know if he actually deserved to win, though, because he was bad at the math. He didn't do the tug of war, which like is okay, because you know you don't want to get hurt.
But I don't know how they score these things.
I don't get how they score these things.
In Tayshia's mind, the like breakfast quality time thing was way more like what she cared about.
Okay, so it was kind of weighted points.
That's what I think. Like, I don't think Tayshia gives a shit if they could do the math or if they could win tug of war. Like, I genuinely think in her, like, she probably picked the breakfast one as most important, which again, so would I.
How many times...
I think it's such a cop out that Chasen didn't make any food.
He was just going to be the meal.
He was like, I'm the main course. Like, what are you doing?
We have a lot to talk about with Chasen today.
I know, but I was just like, all these guys were like busting their ass to like make these delicious looking or even like decent looking breakfast. You're telling me you couldn't have done anything?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I think Chasen's personality is kind of limited to his looks. Before we move on to the group date cocktail party, how many times do you think they said grown ass man?
Oh my god.
It was
Did
at
you
least
count?
No, oh. I didn't. It had to be above 10.
Yeah. So many times. Way too many times.
But the group date cocktail party, is that what it's called? Or is it like a hangout happy hour? What's the nomenclature?
It's an after party, like the group day after party.
Gotcha. So this is where we sort of get the first iteration of the Chasen and Ed drama, if we want to call it that.
I'm still a little confused on what their drama was. Like, Ed was upset with Chasen because he's saying that Chasen describes Tayshia the same way as he described Claire.
Well, he has the same strategy towards both of them, and he's not really here to find like a valuable relationship. He's here to win the game per se, and also get Instagram followers and that kind of stuff that comes with it.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm not saying Chasen is like the most upstanding citizen or that like I think he's the best guy. Ed is a little snake. I'm just gonna say it. Ed's
really?
A snake. Yes. Ed's a little snake. He was nothing, like, he was just reaching for something to be dramatic about.
Uh-huh.
Because here's the thing. Chasen is saying, like, okay, yeah, I called her beautiful, and I called her fun, whatever. Those are words that you can feel about more than one person.
This is true.
You can say, Claire, you are beautiful and fun to be around, and I like your personality. And you can also say, Tayshia, you're beautiful and fun to be around, and I like your personality. Mm-hmm. I don't think saying that to Tayshia does not discount that you felt the same about Claire when you only talked to Claire for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing too, is that we don't know exactly what Chasen ever said to her.
Like, not much is what it seems.
To a full extent. Well, yeah. And it's probably best that he just doesn't talk much in general, because he kind of says some dumb shit.
Well, then he kind of ruined it when he was like, I figured it out, guys. I'm going to call her a smoker.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get to that yet. I won't get that. That's a whole nother conversation I do want to talk about.
Okay, but that's coming up soon, though. Happy to talk about that. But I just, yeah. I don't know. Like, don't you feel like Ed is a little bit of a snake? Like, what is his purpose in doing this dramatics? He didn't do anything to him. He didn't say anything bad about Tayshia. I just think it was reaching.
That's the thing. I don't really understand why he was going after Chasen. I don't know if he saw it as a threat. I don't know, like, what he hoped to get out of it. And he spent all his time with Tayshia talking about Chasen.
When he does not really have a relationship with Tayshia. And he also got the baby award at the... the man child award. So it's like, make up some of your, I don't know, they have such limited time that it's like, it will never ever work if you use your limited time with somebody to talk shit about someone else. It never works.
No, it doesn't. But it actually kind of worked out, because he ended up getting the rose for the group date rose, but Ivan got the group date rose. Which again, yeah, I called this early, that those two are gonna go far. They're having vibes. I love it.
Yeah, I like Ivan. Ivan's cool. He seems just like a cool, chill, legit dude.
So that's the end of the group date.
Yes.
Okay, now, what do you think about the word smoke
wait,
show?
Wait. For smoke show. Ben also really thought he was gonna get the group date rose, and he was like devastated that he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, hi, it's me, Ben. Another week without the group date rose. And I was like, Ben, I really love you. Please don't get weird.
And like, we've all been in that Ben situation before. He's very relatable.
I like Ben. I just think he's cool.
Hey, I've been on Ben's, like, I've been Ben boy since day one.
A Ben boy.
Ben boy.
Nice. A Ben boy. Yeah, big Ben. I like Ben a lot.
And
big
I also said that he was going to go far.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, we'll get to who we think will be her finals.
Okay, later. So smoke show. What would your reaction be if someone called you a smoke show?
Okay, I feel mixed about it.
Okay.
Let me explain to you why. I don't think it's offensive for someone to say that you're a smoke show.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the only thing about you they liked or described ever, then that would be very frustrating.
Okay, what if
But it's the same if someone says like, oh, you're hot.
What if they took all day? What if they took all day to come up with a word to describe you, and that's the one that they landed on?
Okay, yeah. If that's the only thing you can come up with, and that's it, then it's like, okay, great. Like, what else am I? But I don't. The word in itself, I don't think is offensive.
No, I think
at all.
Yeah, I
just don't know if that's like something to be proud of. Like, I got it. I got my new word. It's not beautiful, guys. It's smoke show. Like,
I don't think it's very like classy or elegant. I don't know. I don't know how I want to phrase it, but like, I don't think it's
kind of like saying that someone's hot.
Yeah, but
which like has its time and place.
And it wasn't, the time and place was not.
But that wasn't it. There. I think that's how I feel about it. I feel like smoke show has a time and place.
Yeah, and it felt like there was a lack of respect towards Tayshia by calling her that. I don't. That's my take.
Well, I don't know that it has to feel like it's disrespectful, but it did coming from Chasen, if that makes sense.
It did. Yeah. It did.
I don't know if like Ben, who she already has like more of an intellectual, like I don't know, like the guys who like Ivan or Ben, or Brendan, who she has more like deeper connections with, if they're like, Tayshia, you are a smoke show, she would be like, great, thanks.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But I think they connect with her, like you said, on that emotional level.
Yes.
And I think we need to value these people for more than their just physical appearance, which I know we did a whole segment last week on when we talked about people's physical appearance. But we've been doing this and talking about personality.
More than that. Yeah.
It has to be the whole package. Yeah. It can't be just smoke show.
I agree. And I think the end of the whole, like, the moral of the story is that cannot be like your word to describe something. That can't be the only word that comes to mind with them that you thought of all day. Mm-hmm. And I guess to me also smoke show is more of like a, like trying to flirt with someone in a bar or like at a party setting, not like I'm trying to find my wife setting.
Yeah, yeah. I think the ultimate goal of calling someone smoke show is not the same as
it's not like let's get married. Yeah, I think it all comes back to the time and place situation.
So right before the end of the rose ceremony, there seems to be like Zach C is kind of emerging as a guy that Tayshia likes to turn to, and I don't really understand why.
I think we're gonna see more from him in the coming weeks.
Yeah. He's definitely,
I think Zach C is gonna really rise to the top soon.
He's a grown ass man in terms of
he's like a real adult
and knowledge, and he's oh, I do have a personal question to ask you.
Oh, okay, sure.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how much of a grown ass man am I?
Oh geez. The fact that you phrase it like grown ass man, not grown ass man, says a lot about what do you think you are? And then I'll tell you what I think you are.
Here's the thing. I love goofs. I love goofs. Big goof guy. Which I think like most of the time will probably put me down a few notches. But I think I have a strong EQ.
Evan, what do you think you are? You're going to go on for an hour about why you think this and then not tell me.
Like a 6.5, 7.
Okay, I would agree.
Okay.
I was going to say 7.
Thank you.
I mean, you definitely lose 3 points for your goofiness and bits.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that's never going away.
But you also have a career and you're responsible.
That's
like,
true.
You're a responsible human, like, I don't know. You have a 401k.
My credit score.
You have insurance. I'm sure you have a great credit score.
My credit score is incredible.
Yeah, like you're financially responsible.
Honestly,
like,
I'm up to an 8 now.
No, I don't. Let's not be dramatic.
The goofiness.
Like on paper. On paper. I mean, you're freaking ten in grown ass man challenge on paper, but you definitely have to lose points for all of your weird things.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So the people leaving from the rose ceremony were pretty insignificant people. Montel, who we just met, Peter, yeah, who just came around, and then I think two other people who I honestly couldn't tell you about.
Yeah, the big dramatics was that like Ed got a rose, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, there's one left," and then it went to Chasen, so they both got to stay. I think my other big thing I was thinking, and I actually said this when I was watching the episode with the Ed Chasen thing, is like, I don't remember how old Chasen is, but Ed...
32-ish?
Okay. So Ed is like starting all this dramatics, right? Like he's the one who really started this.
Yeah.
And Ed is 36 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is a 36-year-old man even like bothering himself with this dramatics? Like right off the bat there would make me be like, I'm done. You're going home.
Yeah.
You're not an adult. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that is 10 years older. I'm like, someone 10 years older than me. Like, you were 10 years my senior, and you are starting petty drama with some dude you don't know because you don't know about his intentions when you don't even have a relationship with her. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree that it's immature. And like, looking at the lens of like, what would I do? I would stay out of all the drama stuff.
Absolutely.
So
it's not worth it at all. Like, who cares?
Yeah. So moving on to the second group date. And again, this is one of those ones where I'm just like, this is not what it means to be a, I just don't like it. I hate it when they do these physical things, because it's always about how they look and how like aggressive they can
and
be.
And the rubbing in oil, like.
I would still rub myself in oil. Don't get me wrong. I would definitely do that. But I would just sit there and just bow down and just be like, I'm a lover, not a fighter. And I just wouldn't fight. I would abstain.
The king of the whole date. Joe.
Yeah. Joe.
The king.
Joe. I've always liked Joe, but he's never
like. Me too,
but
he's been like a quiet kind of like, I respect him
so
much after that. He was like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to go out there and do it and I'm going to be terrible. But like, I mean, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So like, whatever, man. And like, he didn't even try. He didn't even pretend to think he was going to win. He didn't try to win. He was like, I don't do this. Like, I'll go out there, but like, this is not my thing. And I like really appreciated that about him.
Yeah. I wouldn't even bother with it either. Cause I would get destroyed by any of those dudes. Because I also, similar to Ed, by the way, have chicken legs. So
I also think that Joe is really starting to grow on me, not as like a guy flirtatia, but as just a guy in general. I mean, dude is an anesthesiologist, first of all. Incredible profession. Also, again, it's not only about looks, but you also don't expect him to have as nice of a body as he does. He's very ripped.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great little man bun.
Yeah, and we rarely get the man bun. And he's Korean. We don't get that diversity.
And he's Korean, which, yeah, I was going to say, we never do. And then hearing him talk about how, like, he's lover, not a fighter, I was like, dude, Joe's a freaking catch.
Yeah, no, I'm big Joe fan.
Yeah, I see big things coming from Joe. He's going to paradise or something after this.
Because
I think people really like him.
Yeah. Personally, I actually hope he's above all of this. I hope he can find love outside the franchise.
As much as
we love this, I think there's a right person for it. And you want the best for everyone, no matter what.
I know.
Okay, so we didn't really like this kind of date, but something that was sort of interesting that happened is Noah decided that he was going to join the fray on his own.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
He jumped the fence, which was kind of symbolic of how Tayshia's time on Colton's season of The Bachelor ended, in a way.
Yes. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. I was also confused about this because the guys were super pissed, but they asked, does anyone else want to fight? And he was the first one to react. And that was the goal of saying, does anyone else want to fight? Is that one of the other guys would jump in. So, like, I'm really confused on why they were roasting him for doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, it's...
They were jealous that they didn't get to it quick enough.
Exactly. But I think they also didn't want someone intruding on, like, their group, per se. Like, it's just one more person to fight for Tayshia's attention. Literally and
figuratively. But Noah didn't come up with that idea himself, is what I'm saying. Like, they were all blaming him. Like,
It's misplaced anger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was not on him. He just responded quick enough, and none of you did.
Yeah, so his fight with Chasen was, like, a little violent.
Chasen
brought out the Wolverine.
It was aggressive. And, like, some of the other ones were aggressive, too. Like, I think it was Ben, like, cut his foot.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after Ed's whole, like, my shoulders, like, which was so weird to me that he waited till literally he was about to go on with Chasen to be like, oh, yeah, I can't do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, why didn't you say something forever ago when this, I don't know, that was weird.
Yeah. So another instance of me not knowing how the points on this thing work is Chasen wins the championship belt.
Yeah. Which how? Because, yeah.
My only assumption is that he technically has two wins for the evening because Ed forfeited and then he also beat Noah. So, like, does that count as two wins? I don't really know.
I don't know either. And what I have to say also, Noah went in there in jeans, which is impressive. Like, he didn't get the little spandex short things that the other guys got. He's literally wearing jeans.
And he's not as big, like, bulky.
He's also 25. He's a lot younger than most of the other guys, too.
Yeah. I don't know if he had some sort of Samson thing with that mustache, though. Like, if he was a little bit stronger while he had it.
That could be.
I don't know. Speaking of the mustache.
Yes.
It's gone.
It's gone.
You support that move?
It is wild. Yes. He's literally 1,000 times better looking without the mustache. And it was weird. Like, he literally looked like a different person.
Yeah.
And it was so funny to me watching Tayshia awkwardly tell him she hates his mustache without saying she hates his mustache.
Yeah.
Like she and Noah were really vibing. Like, he, you know, she invited him to come to the party. She was like, hey, you got up there and you fought for me to come to the party. The other dudes were like, wow, I can't believe he's here. This is ridiculous. Even though it was mm-hmm. Tayshia's choice, not his. And he pulled her aside. And she's, like, really into him. And they're, like, making out with the mustache. And she's like, you know what would be really crazy is, like, what if you shaved it? And he's like, what? And she's like, what if you shaved it right now? Like, literally right this second. And he was like, oh, I mean, okay. And then he just disappears for a really long time, gets a razor, comes back. And then she does it for him, which is weird. Like, just go shave and come back.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I'm glad it happened. I don't, because the mustache was his personality for such a long time.
Yeah, and it was a weird, I don't know, I didn't like
but
it.
But I also don't know if I'm going to like his personality. He seems like a little much for me.
He also seems like he might be immature, like an immature 25. 25 is an age where you can be an adult or you can be a child. Like, it's a very wide range on what 25 can mean.
Yeah.
and I don't have high hopes that his is going to be very adult-like.
No, I agree.
But maybe he'll be great. Who knows?
Ben had an interesting strategy for the group date. He was like, gonna wait till the very end. And you could tell that they were building it up because it was going to fail. And he was like, I'm going to be the last one she talks to. She's going to be thinking about me when she gives out that rose. And when she stands up to give out the rose, he goes, hey, can I steal you for a second? And she's like, too late, partner.
Yeah, she's like, the night's over. Like, I was actually really disappointed that you didn't find me. And he was just like, okay. And I actually felt bad for him. Like, his plan was stupid, but I really like Ben, so I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And Noah ended up getting the group date rose, which the other guys were just so pissed at because he wasn't even supposed to be on the group date. But honestly, blame Ed. Because if Ed's little fake shoulder thing, if he would have just done what he, like, the wrestling, then it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah. I don't know if it was fake, like his shoulder injury.
Yeah, and it was dramatic. It was really dramatic.
He definitely went about it the wrong way. I love Chris Harrison's reaction of like, dude, you're built like a brick house, or what? Well, I forget exactly what he said, but.
And wasn't he literally lifting weights? I think he said you're built like a Mack truck. Yeah, that's what he said.
So yeah, he's swole. So I don't really understand how it works. But anyways, yeah. So Noah gets the rose. Boys aren't happy. We're in this like weird pattern of the show where like we have the rose ceremonies in the middle of the episode, and then we've got the group date scattered out.
I don't like that we're straying from the schedule.
The one thing I need right now in life is schedule. Give me schedule.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired of staring at the same walls of unstructured gobbledygook on my calendar. I just want structure. Just give me one one-on-one, two group dates, one rose ceremony. That's it.
Yeah, I know. That's the structure. That's the layout. I think it's because there's going to be less group dates in Promo Ones. Like, I think there's going to be less overall dates than there usually are because there's nothing to freaking do.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to just stretch everything else out as much as possible.
Yeah, that's possible. Who knows? Speaking of structure and adhering to it, we've got two roses to give out as we do every week, except for the week that we're still counting ballots.
Right.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
Sure. So first rose, I gave my own grown-ass man rose.
Oh,
actually. Me?
Thank you.
Close, but I gave it to Joe.
Oh, okay.
Because I just really, like I told you before, I don't think the challenges they did have anything to do with being manly or being a grown-ass man or anything. And I think Joe, who's a good sport about everything and was super honest but like comfortable enough about himself to be like, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to be terrible. But like, that's not me. So that's cool. I respected that a lot. Team Joe. And so he gets that.
So I'm going to say this.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to say this, Rose. And I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. This is the only way that these two people are similar.
Oh, God.
The rest of this person's character, this person soon to be announced as Bennett, is flawless. But this part got me. The Jared Kushner rose for how did he get into Harvard? Goes to Bennett. And we all know that Jared got there because his dad paid a bunch of millions of dollars to get admitted. I think something similar happened here with Bennett. He got an
Yeah, it very well could. It very well could. I have to say, though, like, I am really loving Bennett's commentary. Like, he reminds me of Demi, where, like, I did not think Demi and Colton were going to, like, end up together at all. Mm-hmm. But I was so into her being there for her commentary and how refreshingly entertaining she was. And I feel the same about Bennett.
I feel like he's a grown-up JPJ.
He's such a goof, but, like, a classy goof. And I just love it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I started following him on Instagram. He's the first person from this season I began following.
Bennett was the first person?
Yeah, because I was like, I need this in my life. He's the only person, that I follow
person.
From this season.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like to follow end season because you get too many spoilers.
How do you get spoilers? They're not allowed to post spoilers.
Yeah, but they post like pictures of them on the dates and stuff before the episode happens. You know, like, I don't want to know anything.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I guess sticking to my category of Joes, my other rose is called Joe Burrow Rose. It is not anything to do with how much I love Joe Burrow, but
I love Joe Burrow.
This
is a pro Joe Burrow podcast. Pro Joe Burrow podcast.
We love Joe. But the Joe Burrow Rose goes to Noah. And the reason why is because Joe Burrow started his college career playing at Ohio State, where his talent was not being recognized, and he did not get to really do anything at Ohio State. But then he transferred to LSU, and he was a superstar, and he went on to win the national championship and win the Heisman. So Noah wasn't shining at all on his team, and then he switched over to the other team, and then he ended up getting the group day roles and great time with Tayshia. So there we
okay.
go.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that journey that we went on.
Thank you.
That was fun. That was fun. this is less to do about what happened in this episode, but more happens to do with the fact that I'm watching the Queen's Gambit right now.
Oh.
The Beth Harmon Rose goes to Ivan because they're both chess masters. These guys are
know what that means.
But... taking pawns, moving rooks, getting queens. Oh, it's great. You need to watch the Queen's Gambit.
I've heard only incredible things.
It is phenomenal. It's
what's a commitment? What's a time commitment?
There's 6 or 7 episodes. They're like an hour long. One of the episodes takes place in Cincinnati, so that's a reason to watch.
I heard something about how one of the episodes takes place in like where in Athens or something. Is that true? Like Athens, Ohio?
Maybe. I've only seen 3 so far.
Oh, okay.
But so far,
well,
it's
I'll
great.
Consider it.
It's great. Obviously, very similar. I could see Ivan being Beth Harmon. No, I can't.
Well, after Hallmark season is over, and I will be taking applications for new shows for me to watch, I will consider that one.
And then discarding the applications that I send in because you never
most likely
what I say. But that's fine. I do that to you too. Did you watch the Matt James preview at all?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I did not because I'm swearing off.
It doesn't give literally anything away.
Okay.
I mean, you can watch it now, but I don't remember any of the faces. So, like, by January 4th, it will mean nothing to me when these women get out of the limo.
I have one question. Did it seem dramatic?
Might be the most dramatic season ever.
Oh, okay, great.
What's going to be weird about Matt James' season is we literally don't know anything about Matt since he was not on any other season.
Yeah, I think that's going to be refreshing because
I like it, though.
I think this universe is a little incestuous, at least with information, if not, like, relationships.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
But I feel like it also helps people get comfortable with the process and being in front of the camera while dating and all of that, being on a previous show. So I'm curious how he'll do. You know what I mean? Like, everyone comes from another season. So, like, usually, like, Claire, for example, she's been on a bunch of other seasons. She's very comfortable with being in camera, the process, making out with people while there's camera in your face. Like, relationship with Chris Harrison's already been built. So it's weird that it's going to be someone that's totally fresh and new, which, again, I like.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious.
I think it adds a good wrinkle to it. I'm happy about that.
We better have a Tyler C appearance is all I have to say about that.
Oh, we're gonna have a Tyler C appearance.
What was a double bachelor?
That'd be pretty
Tyler
cool.
Tyler C got to be there too.
But speaking of special appearances, we have a special guest coming on next week.
Oh my God, you're right. I almost forgot to say something.
Should
about
we tell
it.
Them or should we keep it a surprise? Let's keep it a surprise.
I
like surprise.
Okay.
Because
we have a guest coming on. Okay. Well, we have a guest coming on the podcast next week.
We should have a guest coming on.
That I am super, super excited about and have been hoping to have this person on for a while. And all right. Well, I obviously.
Okay, guys, it's Chris Harrison.
It's not Chris Harrison. No, maybe someday. But I'm excited. Evan's excited. I think this could be really cool. I'll say it's a he. That's what I'll say. That's okay. The hint.
Okay.
It's a he, and I'm excited to talk to him. So more hints about that will be coming.
It'll be a good time.
Stay tuned. Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
If you guys want to, you know, subscribe and rate this podcast, that'd be great. And if you want to reach out to us at batchpleasepod@gmail.com, you can do that. You can also find us on the Twitters and the Instagrams at batchpleasepod.
Correct.
We're sending up fleets on Twitter every single day.
Evan just looked at me with like this questionable face the entire time for me to confirm, like nod my head as he was talking that he was saying the correct thing.
I
since he always
have
makes
no idea what any of those things are. I'm bad with technology. If you want to send me a postcard or something, that's going to be great.
Carrier pigeon.
Pony Express, I'm there. But this internet stuff, all the zeros and ones, I don't get it. All right. Time for me to go back to my vacation.
We will see you guys next week.
All right. Later.